We actually go back to a national bank that the founder of the Democratic Party, Andrew Jackson, had destroyed, the Federal Reserve Bank. So this goes against the Democratic mainstream. The genius of Wilson was to decentralize it. The Democrats were afraid of centralization. They didn't want too much power in Washington. So to break up the Federal Reserve system into these district banks, that's very much a Wilsonian approach. So Wilson often considered this a model liberal. He was in some aspects. He was also an ardent segregationist. He made sure the last integrated parts of the federal government were segregated. I was not too well disposed towards women's votes either, although he ultimately reluctantly agreed to it at the end of his term. Yes?
Do these Federal Reserve districts reflect an economic geography?
Do the Federal Reserve districts reflect an economic geography? Well, to a certain extent, basically we have the largest sort of financial centers in these areas. That's not really true anymore today. Charlotte's a much more important financial center than Richmond, for example. So not entirely. But yeah, they sort of market sheds to a certain extent, find the largest cities in these different regions of the country. A pattern that basically holds, not maybe not entirely, but to a pretty extensive degree.